Alrighty, and we are live. WTF racing practice truck race tonight is live. Tonight gonna be a fun one at USA. Also recording this one so I could post edit stuff out later, but yeah, we're gonna go ahead and watch qualifying here. See where everybody kind of lines up and stacks up. Got Max with a 1, Kale with a 6, Max with a 9. Nearly matching his practice time. That's pretty good. Only two cars that aren't gonna be running tonight. Obviously, me and Doug. Doug ended up backing out, but everybody else is gonna be registering for this sucker and they're gonna race it. So. Yep, chat admin because I forgot to. But jumping into this deal, I'm gonna try to. Obviously, I'm gonna race control it and admin it. So see how this goes. Probably mute the mic under yellow and do that. But everybody's qualifying. Race control under yellow, broadcast center to green. See how this rolls. Little test practice before the league actually starts up. So. Looks like everybody is close to done qualifying. Maybe Charlie isn't going to qualify for this one. But yeah, there is the time from everybody. Zach's going to have a 8.4, Chad 8.44. So only 3 or only 4 hundredths of a second off between everybody. Or before between the front two. Chad, one of the fastest short track guys in the lobby. Zach, I believe the highest I rated in this field. Gonna be interesting to watch. Charlie's gonna have to come from the back if he's running, so gonna have to keep an eye out for him. Still 2 minutes left, he might be able to. Everybody qualifying or everybody done qualifying?
Charlie's not here.
Alrighty, just wondering so if I want to, or if I can skip it or something. Or just wait.
Oh, no, skip it still, I'm just saying.
Nick trying to cost Charlie a chance at racing, but gonna go a little bit of a rundown kind of through what everybody was kind of doing in practice and stuff. Quite a few cars in this deal. Kale was solid in practice. Believe his fastest time. He was P6 on the board in practice. Couldn't really figure it out. Nick got it figured out pretty quickly. He was able to get kind of lucky lap, probably. Figured something out last few laps, so he was able to get right through it. Charlie, one of the top three, he's going to be ended up starting at the back. And, yeah. You can see they're very excited. For in the chat, getting ready to run this deal. But everybody looks like to be there doing all right. Kale had a good practice. Zach went top of the board in qualifying. So he's going to be starting on the pole. Going to have stages tonight 25, 25, 50. Alrighty, good luck, everybody. Has fun. Stages are going to be 25, 25, and then last stage 50. Two fast pairs, two tires. Good luck. Has fun. So, very, very different settings from kind of what we've had at Daytona and things like that. This is short track, completely opposite. So, some of the fast guys might be at the back tonight. Some of the slow guys might be at the front tonight. So, we're going to see how this thing rolls. Gridding time. Pace is being set.
That's pretty much.
Gonna mute it. Here we go. Got the flags rolling. All right. 100 laps tonight, boys. Have some fun. Gonna be a fun one. Gonna be fast. Gonna be fun. I'll watch most of this field roll down through these 100 laps. Who's gonna be the cautious few? Who's gonna be the more aggressive few? On the pole, we're gonna have Zach with that blistering time with that 7. Gonna have Chad to his outside, only a few hundredths of a second off of him. Gonna have Kale starting 4th. Clay in the big fans car. Gonna be 6. Nick's gonna be starting 3rd, so pretty close to how it was in practice. Charlie ended up getting in a lap right there. Rich just at the end, he's gonna line up P7. But like I said, 100 laps tonight here at USA for the practice league race. We're live and recording at the same time. So see how this thing rolls. Obviously, like I said, race control and under yellow, and then gonna broadcast it under green. So little field rundown. Gonna have Zach and Chad on the front row. Gonna have Kale and Nick in the second. Max and Clay in row number 3. Row number 4, gonna have best buddies Charlie and Clayton. Row number 5, gonna have Joaquin and Anthony. And rounding out the last row, we're going to have Brandon and Mike. So some of the fast guys are actually at the back of the field. Some of the guys that were fast at Daytona are at the end of this field currently. So, or at the moment. See, can they work their way up to the front? And are they going to be able to come back and roll this deal? So two fast pairs, two sets of tires. Stages at 25-25. Gonna be blitzing it. Big old field tonight. See them all rolling here. Big, big field. Big field tonight. Chad and Zach, two of the big boys. Two-time truck champion, as it says on his back bumper, starting on the outside. Zach, one of the fastest guys every race, pretty much. Probably the best in the lobby at road courses. Really good on short tracks, as we can see. Gonna head him, lead him to the green. Kale, short track expert on the outside. He's heating up them tires real nice and well, but they're going to be coming into the restart zone now. Pace car pulls off, heading into the restart zone. We are underway at USA. Good restart from the whole field. A little bit of a stack up maybe in the back now. Everybody gets rolling good, though. Chad going to try to hold around the outside of Zach. Nick just kind of trying to single file out, get in line. Max, one of the younger two, got the three youngest in the field running 3rd, 4th, and 5th. They're trying to scrum their way up to the front, knock some of these older fellas out. Zach a little bit higher, or Chad a little bit higher up the track, trying to get that outside to start rolling. It's not seeming to work out for him. Kale, big loose on the outside entering the corner. That could be big. He's definitely a little bit loose. Heating up those rear tires is definitely not what you want to do. He's way loose on entry now. Still fighting hard on that outside, but he needs to get in line if he's going to be able to save those tires and get through it. Nick's loose on the bottom now. They're driving it in deep. It's all going to single file out now. Everybody's finally single filed out. Max is going to jump up to the outside of Kale. What a send from him. Kale's big sideways still. Charlie looking underneath Max. Big, big wiggles out of everybody now. Chad and Zach. Still the two out front. Nick and Kale obviously driving to the corner a lot deeper than everybody else. Charlie up to P number 5 now. Max dropping back, little rundown, throughout the field so far. Got Clayton, Anthony, Mike. You just right at the back, maybe trying to save their fast players. Barrington got a little bit of left front damage maybe from the restart. Saw Joaquin miss a shift a little bit. Ooh, Joaquin blinking out. Charlie's going to go to the outside of Kale now. Is he going to be able to make that pass? He is. He's going to be clear entering the corner. That's going to leave Max to be working on the back bumper of Kale. Kale still sideways. Max gone on the apron just a little bit. That makes him lose a bunch of time, but everybody seems to be just chilling right now. Charlie up to P number four. The biggest move of the race has gained three spots. Everybody else still front two, staying where they started. Big wiggle out of Nick there. It's going to leave the door open for Charlie. He's going to try to get underneath him now. Big wiggle out of Charlie. He's going to get way wicked loose. Kale still trying to drive it in the corner. He's way sideways. He's going to go near victory lane. He's in the grass on the front stretch. Big wiggle out of Kale. Trying to get on it maybe too much, and he's just burning up the rear tires. It's constantly, he's still loose. Big wiggle. He's just going to try to stay on the inside now. He's big wiggle. Maybe just going to pull it in this time. All over. Still battle with the front four. Charlie looking to the inside of Nick. Not going to be able to get there. Chad still laying pressure to the back of Zach. Doesn't seem to be having a pass in. Anthony, middle of track. It's going to be a yellow now. Yellow is out. Go back and see what happened there. Was sitting there for quite a while. Go back to the blimp cam, see kind of what happened. Tries to end up letting Mike go and picks the middle lane. Slows up kind of early and they end up getting together. Maybe Anthony saw Kel being a little bit slow, but then he slowed down quite a bit and then they made contact. So, not sure what to think of it. Anthony's sitting there for a while. Ended up getting it back going though. So that's all good on that deal. A little bit of a radioactive here. Jumping into a few different chats now. Let's see, who should we pick? Chad, Clayton, and Nick. Let's see.
I think we're on radioactive.
I didn't hear him coming in.
I heard him.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What?
You might have either, like, the sounds off.
I don't know.
No one seems to be talking, so see how it rolls back lining up, though. A few of the cars. Anthony coming down pit road, though. Seems like a lot of cars are coming maybe to get the damage. Anthony, a lot of right side damage from that. He's going to get his use one of his two fascia pairs. Maybe take tires. He does not take tires. So everybody's still going to line up. Going pretty quick for this little short track. Joaquin still ended up getting the fastest top speed there. Brandon is our biggest mover. Brandon and Charlie is actually tied with the biggest mover. Throughout the field.
When to go?
We're not hurrying up, we're just running that trip.
Coming around, guys. Stay low.
Hey, we're going to, I guess, make the unofficial restart zone from the white line in turn 4 until the yellow light on the exit.
Didn't have the audio, that was my fault. But everybody seems to be rolling good. Brandon the ball just a little bit there. Single file out. Chad might be comfortable with letting Nick and Charlie go, let them burn up their stuff and see kind of what happens. He knows that there is a stage break coming up in 5 laps, so go on board with him. He's nice and easy on that wheel, not spinning tires at all. Letting them two maybe pull away just a little bit. But that's all right in his mind. Going to let them two battle and maybe use up their stuff. Still got Max. He's got Joaquin behind him. Joaquin have a little bit of internet problems maybe. Clayton going to go to the outside of Brandon now. Clayton, one of the OGs. He's getting better and better at the short track, so interested to see kind of how he does. Didn't have much practice, but been jumping over to the dark side on the dirt, so he's been trying to get better at the trucks. He's going to get a good run on exit and get underneath him. Little loose, little wiggle. Just doesn't need to overdrive the entry. Keep it on the bottom. You know that top line isn't the best lane, but Brandon's able to hold it. Go back up to the field. Charlie's going to move Nick as we get to it. Great save by Nick.
See what happens. I got nowhere to go.
But Nick says. Nick maybe was at the point of saying something. Have to go back and look at that. Is it single filed out? Yes, it has. Charlie on the back bumper, or Chad on the back bumper of him. Let's see, getting in the corner. Did they make contact? Just a wee little bit, just moved him up the track just enough, and that ended up costing it. Getting Nick loose, Charlie actually still way loose. Checker flag for the stage right here. Zach is going to lead him, and he's going to lead the last lap for the stage. Zach, stage 1 winner. Try to get an interview in with him.
Hey, it's Carter. I'm back. Into 3 now.
Alrighty, we got our stage 1 winner, Zach. Well, started on the pole, led the first 25 laps. Got a few of the hard chargers out behind you. What do you think it's going to take to win the second stage and win the rest of the race?
It's a tough track in terms of consistency because it's real bumpy and not a lot of room for error on the fast line on the bottom. So just consistency is, I think, going to take in who can manage their tires the best.
Yes, sir, definitely. Chad was definitely on you the first 10 laps, had that yellow. He got stuck up on the outside, then he had Charlie and Nick behind you. So what's your expectations now that you got Charlie and Nick, two of the more aggressive guys behind you, other than the calm-headed Chad?
Just be smart and make sure I'm there at the end. Don't get caught up in aggressive stuff too early and just manage my stuff.
Yes, sir. Sounds like a plan. Good luck in the rest of the race.
Thanks.
Interviewing with Zach. Zach, always most respectful guy in the league. Always fun to talk to him. Get to talk to him a lot. He is quick. So, got the Clay and Mike coming to pit road that time. But now you're going to have some of the fast guys at the back, some of the slower guys at the front. So, going to be interesting to see how this goes. This is the stage, like I said. So, FYI, guys. Everybody seems to be running good. Only one yellow so far, so not too bad. But see, Clayton's going to be on the outside pole now. Clayton way loose early. Maybe trying to save a little bit of gas because everybody may not have it back in gear. I don't know what he's doing. He's lagging back pretty far, but going to be interesting. Lining up now. Pace car lights are not off. So going to have to be waiting for that. Apologies there. We're back. Pace car lights are out. Gonna be next stage is gonna be lap 50. So lap 50 stage. Just FYI, everybody. Gonna be cool to watch. Everybody get to that point. So on the front row now, we're gonna have Max and Clayton. First four stayed out. Anthony in P3, Brandon P4. Top four stayed out. Then we're going to have Zach and Charlie behind them, first two on tires. Here we go. Coming back to the green. Max and Clayton now going to lead them to the green. Into the restart zone they go. And they're off and away. Max and Clayton with a big jump. Good restart between them. Anthony with not a good restart. That's going to stack up the field, and that's going to leave Chad spinning. Caution is out once again. That's going to cost Chad. Bottom row didn't get going. I think it was whoever was third in line. See what everybody's saying. So you go on board with Chad, see what he saw.
What happened there? Like the whole line just go.
Yeah, he just tried to stay off the back of Zach and ended up getting into him. Nothing they could have kind of done. Unfortunate. See what happened from a aerial perspective. Was it Anthony? Anthony just spun tires quite a bit. Anthony just checked up way hard. Zach tried to stay off him, and that's going to cost Chad the most. So, big stack up on the restart from Anthony. Ended up costing Chad. So, you'll see where everybody lines up now. See, Anthony still stays out. Even those spun tires, he's still going to stay out. Let's go through it now. Looked like a big stack up on the inside. Wasn't really EOL worthy, but just a big stack up on the inside ended up causing that one. So, would say that would be more on Anthony's blame, but still can't really blame Chad for spinning, trying to stay off the back of Zach. Can't really blame Anthony. He stayed out and things like that. So we're going to line him up and go one hit his time. Pace car lights are out. Do a little aerial cam maybe for the restart. Good TV. This is a cool shot going down the backstretch. Very loud, but cool to listen. Watch them go into turn number three, but as we're going to have the same front two as the restart, or at the start, Max and Clayton going to lead them to the green. Brandon P3, Charlie P4. Here we go. And they're off. Better restart now for Clayton. The entire field really going to have a better restart. Nick pushing Brandon in turn one. Clayton's going to go up the hill. He's going to put him three wide on exit. They all get through it. Big moment going up the hill for Clayton. Brandon, smart to back out of that one. Staying out on tires, trying to save it maybe for the end. He's going to be very smart. We got one spinning in the back. That's going to be Anthony. Still no yellow. No yellow. Everybody's still rolling here. Big wiggle out of Charlie. Ooh, Nick, big wiggle. Big wiggle on entry. He's on the back bumper of Charlie. Does Charlie remember what he did to Nick entering turn number three a few laps ago? You know, Nick and Charlie, two of the more aggressive drivers in the field. Let's see, does he get back to him? No, he's going to just sit behind him now. Maybe just playing it smart. The best on tires. The two out front going to have, ooh, big wiggle out of Nick on the front stretch. I'm going to go with Zach now. He's got Chad back up behind him, so all fun. But with them two, Clay big loose on the back stretch, but we're focused on this two battle with these two side by side. Clay saved that. Wow, what a save out of Clay there. Little instant replay for that. That was well worth it. Hell out of save from Clay right there. Jesus Christ, good one, Clay. Get back going to it. Clay. Big save. Saw that just out of the corner of my eye. That was one of the best saves I've seen in this league. Especially for a short track and a guy that likes to run dirt quite a bit. So I guess that makes sense, but still going to have the first five single file. Max, only one to stay out on tires. He's now being hounded by Nick. Nick's going to look to the inside in turn number three. Max still clear. Max, the first one on tires. Clayton is the second in six, though. Second through fourth is on tires. Leader is on new, or is on old, so maybe could be big strategy call for Max at the end of this deal if we end up getting a late race yellow. Nick to the inside of Max. Can he get the lead at the line? A little bit of rubbing on each other, but that's all right. Short track racing. Nick's going to lead that one. He's going to be clear by turn one. Try to pull away. Charlie sees what Nick did that last time. Is he going to go for that dive? Not close enough. He's going to be smart, try to lay back behind him. Nick, now your leader. Freshest tires, freshest looking car so far. Ooh, excuse me. Big smooth of the race, Charlie, up four spots. Brandon and Mike up three. Max up three. Everybody's still single file now. USA seeming to be one of the best short tracks for racing, especially in the trucks. A lot of tire strategy, could get loose on you quickly, a lot of mistakes. Looking to be a big favorite out of a lot of cars. I was talking to Chad before the race, gonna go on board with him. He likes this track a lot. Many different cars, one of his best tracks. He was up front, qualified second. He's just trying to lurk now. In P5, still behind everybody. But big props to Max. Ended up staying out on them old tires. And is still sitting P2. Ooh, Charlie, big wiggle. That was a good save. Stayed in it, though. Stayed in it. Could make him loose on entry now. See Anthony going by there. Five to go now. Or completing five to go for the stage. Four to go now for the stage. Nick starting to pull a little bit of a gap. Overdrove the entry now. That's going to leave Max to get to his back bumper. Just a little bit closer on edge. Nick in a Ford leading. Max in a Toyota in second. Charlie in a Chevy in third. Nick running that little bit of different line, not wrapping the bottom, but coming up from the bottom and just trying to drive off straighter. Little trip I try to give everybody. That's kind of what I usually do, or did, leaving it open just a little bit. But Max still rolling that bottom good. He is rolling good. Second youngest in the field, or the two youngest in the field are 1-2 right now. And they're digging. If we go and look at the Discord or who's all kind of in the teams, got Chad, Clayton, and Nick in their own little chat. So Nick got his teammate Chad in P4 or P5 there. Charlie and Max. Ooh, Nick, big wiggle. He went up the track there. Don't know if there was contact, but he ended up going up the track. So Max and Charlie now, the two teammates that are in Discord so far, them two are out front. This will be the stage at the line. This will be the stage at the line. So Max is actually going to stay out on tires, and he is going to win stage number two. With Charlie in behind him, let's go back and check what happened to Nick there. Not for sure. Let's get back to it now. Little bumper. Same exact thing that happened between Nick and Charlie happened again. Near picture perfect. Happened the exact same deal. Max just able to roll the corner just a little bit more. Nick up the track just a little bit. Got that right front headlight. Nick, again, a great save. But that's going to cost him and put him back to fifth at the end of the stage. What a save, but what a deal. Now they're all coming down pit road. Going to interview Max now. Alrighty, our stage two winner, Max, ended up staying out on both of those tires, or on the on the tires, ended up getting that deal done. What was your kind of strategy call, or what was kind of the strategy with you staying on those tires, and how well did you think it was going to work out?
I think it'll work pretty well. I'm trying to pit late so I can have tires at the end of the race if there's a late caution, and then take tires then and get the run on everybody. But I'm feeling pretty confident about my pace around here, so, and keeping my tires clean.
Yes, sir. You definitely saved them tires pretty good in that first stage. Was able to stay out, stayed up front the entire race. Ended up during the second stage. Ended up getting the stage win. So it looked like it worked out for you. Do you think that's going to come in handy if it comes down to like a 5-lap shootout or something? You think you might consider staying out on tires?
I don't know. I'll probably stay out then. But if it's like somewhere near 15 laps, then I'll probably pit in for tires.
Alrighty, you heard it from Max now. Stage 2 winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Hopefully see you at the end. That's going to put Max back with it now. Going to do a little interview with Nick. Nick, leading the field, coming back to the green in stage number 3 for the start of it. Last two stages. Got a move by nearly identical moves from Max and Charlie. Near perfectly identical. What do you think it's going to take to win this deal and hold the two off? And you got teammate Chad behind you. What do you think it's going to take to win this deal?
I don't know. I'm just kind of tired of getting bullied. I mean, I hit Charlie. I didn't really hit Charlie out of the way either. I gave him a couple taps. I raced it more than anything. But, I'm just kind of tired of getting hit out of the way. And it's real shocking that they're in a chat together. But I don't really have a problem with Max. But if he starts acting like Charlie, then I will. Cut this out of the interview. Did Charlie take both sets of tires? Okay, whatever. All right, put me back.
Alrighty, so good luck. Hopefully see you at the end.
Yep, thank you.
Nick, trying to get some strategy out of it. Did not tell him nothing. I do not know for sure. Anyway, but coming back to the green this time. Got the whole field. Going to be teammates Nick and Chad. Going to be leading the field. Going to have Charlie and Max, two teammates that are in Discord together, as Nick is well aware of. Clayton out back behind them too. Zach on the inside, pole sitter. So come back to the green. They're off and underway. Charlie with a great restart. He's going to end up following Nick now. 50 lap run till the end. 45 now. We're on lap 55. So Charlie looking to get to the inside of Nick. Being aggressive with it underneath Charlie. Or Charlie underneath Chad. Might I add? Everybody's on even tires. Clay with another big wiggle and big save. Charlie looking for as much as he can, but the front five of the race, pretty much all races, staying up there. Charlie, can he get around him? Will he use the bumper? Already used it once on him. Is Nick going to allow it to happen again? He's looking to the inside. Little aggressive dive from Charlie. He's going to get in there. Nick would be smart to let him go and let him burn off his tires. Don't try to fight it, Nick. End up letting go. Is he going to return to favor and use the bumper? He tried. End up getting into the back of him. Not going to loose him up now. Charlie to the point. On lap 68. Nick still big loose. Overdrove it. Maybe trying to stay with Charlie. Now the tires are hot and heavy. It's costing him now. Chad gets around him. Zach able to clear him in the center of two. Max is also going to clear him. So, big points. If it was a league race, big points implications for Nick. Still would have gotten stage points for being top five. But, yeah, definitely a hit for Nick. But Zach is going to end up getting around Chad now. Chad goes up the hill. Max maybe let him in. Chad driving in deep there. He's going to give him a lot of room. Try to come off the corner and be clear. They're going to be side by side still. So going from the front row. Front row is now back to fourth and fifth. Got their teammate behind him in Clayton. Brandon working his way up to the field. Ooh, everybody's loose now. Still loose between everybody. Brandon trying to save them fast prayers, I'm guessing, still. But Charlie pulling out to a pretty decent-sized lead. He's hoping for no yellow. Zach, a little bit quicker than him in qualifying. Can he run him down? We'll have to see. Max still up back. Ooh, big stack up on the front stretch. Not for sure what happened there. Let's go back and check what happened. Ooh, Nick, sideways on entry. Sideways on entry, sideways in the center, sideways on exit. That's going to be big. Check up Clayton. Brandon's going to go around the outside of all of them. Wow, that could have been pretty big. Nick has some big saves, though, during this race. But looks like it's not going to be working out for him. Max rolling the center on Zach. He is on within striking distance, I'd say. Still lurking behind Zach. To his back bumper now. Still with the top speed of the race, Joaquin with a 127 mile an hour. Let's see. The fastest lap of the race, I think, also was Joaquin with a 22.0. Another young gun. All over that wall now. Brandon loose on the front stretch again. He's going to go nearly by the grass. But he's going to save it. Let's see. Charlie at the top of your screen. Charlie with a 2. Zach with a 1. Max with a 3. Chad with a 4. Yeah, seems like everybody's a lot closer on the times than what this last stint has been. Zach's going to open up a bit of a gap now. Yellow is out. We have a few stopped on the front stretch. Nick and Mike, it looks like. Go back and see what happened on that. Nick struggling with this last stage. Mike ends up getting the wall, nowhere Nick to go. And that's going to cost it. It's going to cost Nick big implications there for Nick. He's going to have damage. Still got that fast spread to use, but that could be really, really big. Hanging to this last... Actually, there was a yellow on lap 67.
Yeah.
All right. Caution on lap 67 there. Looked like Mike got into the wall, bounced back into Nick. Nothing that Nick could have done. Just a little mistake out of Mike, so Mike will end up receiving the UO. So, Mike now going to end up getting an UO for that, though. Chad, Nick, Mike, in pit road. Chad, does he still have that set of tires? Let's see. Or is he just using fast pair? Yes, right sides go up. So, he still has that set of tires for it. Still that set. He's going to use all four. So is Nick. So, they had an extra set of tires. Let's see, kind of rolling through the field though. Charlie still leading, gonna set him back a few spots.
Hey, Wade Cave.
There you go, lucky dog. Anthony, 12 laps down, just trying to stay in it,
thank
but
you,
give him a few of his ways, I guess. But now Zach, close the gap. Got the lucky yellow. Gonna close the zap. Gap on Charlie. Is it going to be enough of a fight? Did Charlie burn off his stuff trying to run away during that run? Actually top speed now. Zach ended up running to 127. So good lap out of him. Or good top speed. Biggest move of the race, Brandon and Charlie up six spots. But Zach's going to be on his outside. Got Charlie's teammate and Max behind him. Discord buddy, I would say. Maybe not do the teammate deal. Let's just say Discord buddy. But going to have Clayton to his outside. But don't see anybody in pit road. We're going to go one to go this time, so everybody double up. Going to go one to go. Force it to go one to go, and we're going to get back into the research zone, and we're going to be rolling here. Got Charlie and Zach on the front row. Max and Clayton behind them. Two we're going to have to keep an eye out on is Chad and Nick. See how well those work out for them. What happened on that one? Why did it stop? I guess I didn't have my button set. My bad. That was me. My bad on that one. Thought I had my button set to go one to green, but I guess I don't in these deals. So, gonna be getting back into it. Pace car lights are out now. Charlie and Zach gonna lead him to the green. Zach, one of the more timid racers in the field, or in the league. Charlie, one of the more aggressive ones. See what prevails. Back in the research zone. Pace car dips off. 27 to go now. Here we go. Back into it. Charlie with a good restart. He's going to be clear by at least a car length. Zach gets clear on Max. Nick already going to lay inside a few people. Clay going to get stuck on that outside. Clay going to look to the inside of Max. He backs out of it. Is it going to let Nick get to his inside? No, he does not seem like it will. Discord buddy's going to be all lined up now. Fourth, fifth, and sixth. But lead battle starting to heat up now. Charlie getting pressured on the back bumper of... Or getting pressure from the front bumper of Zach. Nick going for a dive on Max. He thinks better of it. He's going to back out of that. Clayton letting them two go. 25 more. 25 more to decide it. Let's go radioactive here. Or let's go crank it up. See Charlie now a little bit loose during off of turn four, maybe burning up his stuff. Did Zach save? See the first two on new tires, they put it on lap 69. Charlie, Zach, Max, Clinton, Clay, entire field put it on that stage at lap 50. So about 20 lap fresher tires, 18 lap fresher tires. Few yellow sprinkled in, but Nick and Chad able to work their way through the field. Not going to have a set though for the rest of the race, so going to have to be careful on burning it up. Nick trying to figure out a way to get around Zach. Nick, one of the more, as we keep saying it, more aggressive, and he said in the interview, tired to get pushed, getting pushed around. Ooh, both of them are loose. Could cost him. One little wiggle. Charlie's feeling the pressure now. He's up the track. Front four under a blanket. Nick driving it in deep, trying to figure out a way to get around Zach. Keeps driving it in deep. Doesn't seem to be working out. There it will. Going to have a little bit of a run on him down the backstretch. Zach still trying to figure out a way to get around Charlie. Nick thought about a dive to the inside. Not going to be close enough. Thought better of it. Nick, I believe, have a lot of respect for Zach. Zach, one of the cleanest guys in the lobby. Usually never hits anybody for anything. Comes to a short track. Let's see. Is he going to have to hit Charlie around him? Nick going to be able to get it to the inside of Zach. Gonna have a nose on him into turn number one. He's gonna overdrive and slide up the track. Zach's gonna try to go back underneath him. Nick able to get around Zach now. Charlie looking in the mirror. Knows Nick is on new tires. Is he thinking about what happened at the end of stage number one? Nick said he was tired of being pushed around. 15 to go. Will Charlie be able to get to him, or will Nick be able to get to him and use the bumper like Charlie used the bumper on him? Or is Nick going to be patient, try to wait till the last few laps, then give him the bumper, then get around him and try to pull away? Nick, fastest car on track, last few laps. New tires definitely helping. He's going to have an opportunity to go to the inside. Charlie's going to block middle of the straightaway. Nick going to give him that push into turn number one. Gets him loose. Gets into his left rear. That's going to stack up everybody. Nick to the inside. Will Charlie return the favor? He's going to get into his right rear. They're making all kinds of contact. That's going to put Charlie back into the field. Nick to the point on lap 87. Chad's still on them fresher tires. Fresher tires than Zach. Is he going to be able to get around Zach? Zach was able to figure out a way to get through. Somehow with that chaos, Nick muscled his way by Charlie. Gave him a little bit of a bumper. Charlie blocked. Gave him a little bit of a bumper on entry. And it costed him. Nick got back to him. Gave him the bumper. I say it's even now. See what these drivers think after the race, but Chad, going to get to the inside now with Zach. Of Zach. Chad still a little bit loose, though. Every time he comes off, a little bit lower than there, but he comes off sideways. 10 to go at the line. Nick still to the point. 5-tenth gap on Chad. Ran a 5 last lap. Chad ran a 7. Lost a 10th that time. Closest battle on track is going to be between these two Discord buddies, Charlie and Max. Charlie big sideways now. Going to try to still block the inside on Max. Max with a good run off now. He's going to get to the inside door number to door number. Gonna be clear by the center. Charlie tried to get him back behind him, just misjudged it a little bit. Max the P number four. All eyes up front though as we get within the next five laps. Does Chad have the tire to get back, get to Nick? He got a little bit of right side damage. Maybe got the wall last few times around. What we're saying, you get left side damage, you've been passed. You got right side damage, you've been doing some passing. So looks like Chad's been doing some passing maybe with that right side, but working lap number 95 now. Five more to go. Five more to go for Nick. Chad, with them 0.2 now, 0.3. Catching Nick. Let's see if you deals out back. And there's going to be a yellow. Charlie spins on the backstretch. That could be big. Let's go back and see what happened. Oh, boy. Gets a little bit of a bumper from Clayton on entry. Clayton drives into his left rear on exit and gets into him. That's big. Ends up able to keep it off the wall. Maybe spins it out a few extra times to make sure a yellow comes out. But, wow, that could be big. Was waiting for the yellow, wondering would something like that happen? Would Charlie maybe kind of get one? But obviously we knew who's coming and who's staying. So front three stay out, front four. Front three stay out, or front two stay out. Max stays out. Brandon stays out. Mike stays out, but it all comes down to these guys who are taking tires this time. Zach, first pit stop. First pit stop, first pit stall. First one down pit road. Going to give Brandon his waiver round. But Zach's going to win the race off of pit road. But these four have stayed on tires. Nick to the point. He's got a little bit of right side damage. Chad, P number two, he's got right side damage. Max with a pretty clean car. Damage quite a bit around for Mike. But few cars that just pitted. Zach, Clayton, Clay, Charlie. Charlie going to be restarting behind Clayton. So let's see how this deal ends up rolling on this restart. Going to have to be watching that. But we're going to get lined up here. We're going to go one to go now. Go ahead and make this change real quick. Ignore me on the stream. I have that set. Okay. Rack them up. Double up, boys. Coming back to the green next time. Going to go one to go now. Pace car lights are out. Nick and Chad going to be side by side on the front row. First one on tires is the number 55 of Zach. He's going to be P5. Another story that obviously just came up from that last yellow is Clayton in front of Charlie. Charlie, is he going to try to repay the favor to Clayton and see if he can get a quick yellow and gain a few spots? We'll see. I think that's what most of these the first guys on tires are going to need to do or have happen, but Nick and Chad bringing them to the green. And they're off. Good restart for everybody. Zach looking to go three wide on the bottom. He's going to be able to. Mike with not so good of a restart. He's going to be up the track. He's into the wall, actually. Zach, first one on tire. He's trying to get as much as he can in these quick laps. Coming back to the white flag. Battles all out back. Charlie diving it in there, trying to get to the inside of Max. Max losing a bunch of spots. Front two are way sideways on the front stretch. Chad, going to be doing his inside. Nick. Gonna try to cross over. Charlie gets into the left rear. Zach. Chad leading down the back stretch for the final time. Charlie drives it in deep. Punts Nick out of the way. But Chad. Chad gonna come off of turn number four, and he's gonna win at USA.
And this is why Charlie should never be in the league.
You hear Nick's opinion of him.
Oh, he does.
Hear Nick's opinion. Let's go through this deal and watch this last restart. Obviously, it's just a practice league race, but Charlie, really aggressive here. Nothing happened. Everybody got through the corner good. Charlie sends it in. I'd say that's clean. Green, white, checkered stuff. Charlie, little sideways. He kept it on the apron. That was pretty clean. And then drives it in there. Throttles Nick out of the way. Just isn't able to get to Chad. But Chad ends up winning it at USA. His second win of the week. Able to get her done. Let's get an interview with Chad now. Chad ends up getting it done at USA. Got it done earlier this week at Vegas. Man, you're on a roll, it looks like. Congratulations. What did you think when that yellow came out? And what did you think when coming back to that restart?
I was hoping some people would stay out and didn't take tires. So that helped out a lot. And Nick helped me a little bit, too. So just like to thank everybody that helped me. Thank Cabe Motorsports there. Got to give a shout out to Clayton because he kind of taught me some stuff about saving some more tires. So he helped me with some steering stuff. So it's paying off now. So pretty happy.
Yeah, I got two out of the three this week. Had a chance at Daytona as well last night, but ended up looking like you got the momentum heading into the season. But what did you think when you, I don't know if you saw it or nothing, but what did you think heading kind of into 3 and 4 when you realized that Charlie was on your close to your back bumper in the middle of 3 and 4 and saw he moved most of the field out of the way?
Yeah, I knew that was coming because him and Nick been having some trouble the whole race, so I figured he's going to drive in there, hit him out of the way. I was just hoping he couldn't get to me too.
Alrighty, well, Chad, congratulations. Ended up getting it done once again at USA, one of your better tracks and one of your favorites, I'd say, but congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to do more interviews. I'm going to end the deal right here, but everybody stay in chat because I'm going to have a talk about that restart. Go back and look at it, so hold on. Where everybody starts damn yelling at each other. Alrighty. So for the stream, this is all going to be for the video at the end, but yeah, so, FY. Well, it was an eventful one. Chad and Nick battling it all the way to the end. Ended up getting big sideways off the corner. Few took tires and few didn't. Few big sends at the end there. But it was, ended up being Chad. Crossing the start finish line first. And he ends up getting it done. 2 for 3 this week. We'll see if we're going to run another one. But still got a week heading into the season. But Chad ends up getting it done at USA, so congratulations to Chad. Hopefully see you all again later on, and see you guys in the next one. Peace out. All right, so that is going to end up doing it for the stream. Appreciate whoever was watching. Not sure how many we had watching or who was all watching or whatever. But, yeah, ended up getting through it, so. Appreciate it. Whoever was watching, hope you all enjoyed. Let you know for the next one.